Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout.
Now it's time for How Did This Get Made? We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Can't you know you wonder how did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth. This is Paul Scheer, and you are listening to How Did This Get Made? I am joined, as always, by my two co-hosts, Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael. How are you both?
Good.
Not too bad.
Well,
fresh from a screening of Fast Five.
Fast Five, amazing. We have a special guest talking about Fast Five this week. You know him from many things. You can IMDb him if you'd like, but Adam Scott is with us here today. Adam Scott, look at him. It's awesome. And this is exciting. I was very excited to see this movie with you, Adam, and all of you. I was actually legitimately excited to see this movie.
Yeah, me too.
And it paid off. Big time.
Yeah.
100%.
It has a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's a hit. Like, it's a bona fide hit. Like, Roger Ebert liked it. The Wall Street Journal liked it. The New York Times liked it.
Oh, that's great.
People love this movie.
Well, everybody loves it. It's made like $90 million or something. And we were just at a screening like midday that was packed.
I love it.
So did you go today?
We just came from.
Oh my god!
Fast Five.
So you're still
on
that
Fast Five energy.
Oh, guys, okay. I'm still like punching the like neon blue button so that I'm in overdrive.
I got it.
First of all, if you haven't seen the movie, stop this right now. Go and see it because it will blow your mind. It's insane, and you have to stay for the post credit sequence.
Oh no!
You didn't stay for the.
Nobody told us.
What? That's the best part.
What happened?
Oh, stop. We got to stop the podcast. Stop the podcast.
Let's talk about it a little bit. I'll get into it. I'll tell you guys. So make sure you have to watch the whole animation sequence. And then at
what?
The end of the animation,
oh, shit.
There's
Fuck.
A special guest. There's a special surprise.
Is it Samuel Jackson?
No.
Is it Thor?
They find the Thor's hammer at the end. It's great. Well, we'll just tell you. We'll just jump in right here at this spot. It opens up on the rock. And he's doing some late night work in the office.
Wait, do you mean Dwayne Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good, good. I just wanted to make sure.
No. Yeah, of course. So The Rock is doing some work in the office, and in comes Eva Mendez reprising her character from Too Fast, Too Furious. And she was like, and then she goes, "We got something for you." And he goes, "It's not about Dominic Toretto. I'm not interested." Which leads you to believe that that's the only case that he's working. And she goes, "I think this will get your interest." And she throws down a file folder. She goes, "Bunch of, train hijackers or what the fuck they do. Who cares?" And he goes, "And this is their leader." and reveal Michelle Rodriguez.
No!
Who died in the movie before!
Impossible!
Fast six!
Okay, wait. So, you're telling me that after the credit sequence, we find The Rock, or Dwayne Johnson,
yes,
working on this case.
Working on just trying
obsessively
to find leads. Obsessively,
okay,
trying to find leads.
This is infuriating to me, because after the, maybe we should, because this is the end of the movie.
Yes, it is.
The thing that infuriates me is, after the final sequence, everything's blown up, blown to shit, he lets them go.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, for 24 hours.
For 24 hours.
Yeah. For 24 hours.
For 24 hours.
Because they saved his life.
And
he gives them a head start.
Jesus. Okay, so he's just saying, this is what he's saying. I am willing to put up with another, at the very least, 2 years of paperwork.
Yeah. Yes.
Of being on, just get, not to mention taking shit from my boss, because I let you go.
Yeah, after my entire team is assassinated.
Right. So now he's obsessed. So
after
with,
explaining to all the families of my dead men that the people that are responsible for it got away because I let them.
Well, first of all,
ridiculous.
He is not a good guy. Well, we'll start from the top. That's how it obviously ends. The Fast Five guys get away.
Spoiler alert.
But let's start from the top. First of all, my first thought on this movie is, I guess Dominic Toretto is going to jail.
Vin Diesel.
Oh my
because
God.
At the end of Fast and Furious, he just goes, like, Paul Walker's like, "Hey man, you gotta get out of here. You gotta go." And he goes, "I'm tired of running." So he's tired of
is
running.
Is that what happens at the end?
Okay.
So he just volunteers to go to jail.
Yes.
I have if this is bad, I shouldn't admit this. I've never seen one of these movies.
Neither have I. This is the first one.
I've seen the first one 10 years ago. That's all I've seen.
I saw the first one, and I saw the fourth one in D-Box seats, which if you've never seen a movie in D-Box, you got the Fast Five is in D-Box. The seat moves
with you
like you're in a car. It's amazing. But I can tell you that I actually looked at Fast and Furious, and I was like, oh, all those characters were in that movie? I have no recollection of what happened in Fast Furious, Fast Five. So you didn't miss anything.
Okay, good.
But wait a second. So there's Fast and the Furious, then there's
Too Fast, Too Furious,
then Tokyo Drift.
Which, this is a prequel to Tokyo Drift, Fast Five.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Fast Five is a all the movies are prequel.
So they already have a baby in Paul Walker and his girlfriend have a baby.
They're not in.
Wait, does Tokyo Drift? Does Tokyo Drift take place in the year 2035?
Like it goes.
How is that possible?
How many prequels are they going to have?
Because it's all a prequel.
At what point will the cars in the prequels be more advanced than the cars in Tokyo Drift?
This is like Star Wars. They are creating a franchise like Star Wars, where the future films will be less technically advanced than the.
Or isn't Temple of Doom technically a prequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark? If you actually look at the dates,
it is,
which is totally fucking ridiculous.
So, but because they didn't want Indiana Jones to be cheating on Marion,
right?
Oh, wow.
But so this is a prequel.
But we all know he did.
Yeah, he has.
Indy was a fucking whore,
getting it on all the time.
Just out of control. Why do you think he had that whip?
Well, I want to talk about why the news footage that we watch at the beginning of the movie is staticky. Like, it's like, oh, prisoner escaped today, and all the news footage is staticky as if it's not coming in on a television.
Did you notice Pert Hapley?
Yeah.
Who's Pert Hapley?
He's one of the first speaking roles of this movie is Pert Hapley from Parks and Rec.
The guy, I don't know the actor's name, but he plays the character Pert Hapley, who's the local TV news anchor.
Oh, right.
He's the talking head.
Amazing.
I just love, though, that we were supposed to believe the whole movie that these guys are not bad guys because they weren't really responsible for these agents dying on the train.
Correct.
Like, that was, like, the moral barometer for the movie. It's like, well, you kind of were responsible
for it. They have to legitimately be responsible for the hundreds of deaths of civilians.
During the vault sequence.
During the vault sequence alone.
Good Lord.
They cause multiple massive car pileups.
Yeah.
That people must die.
No, people are dying all over the place. I mean, they try to make it safe because in the beginning when the bus, a prison bus, flips over like six times.
Dude. Everyone on that bus was killed.
Of course.
It flipped like 19 times.
And they go, no one on the bus was injured. Really?
Yeah.
It flipped over. It rolled down the expressway at a violent pace.
The bus filled with prisoners.
All
none
chained.
None of which are wearing seatbelts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and I've never seen a bus in a movie flip so many times.
Oh, I was shocked because I, when that happened, was like, oh, wow, they're going to start this movie by killing Vin Diesel in this bus crash.
Right.
There's no other way.
Everybody just walks away. It's like a fucking A-team stunt.
Not only does Vin Diesel escape, but unscathed and uninjured in any way.
Like, he's fine.
Totally
just
fine.
It was really disturbing, too, when they cut back during the vault sequence to, what's her name, Jordana?
Brewster.
And she's laughing about how they just took out a bank.
Yeah.
It's like, people were in there.
Right. I want them to go to jail.
Yes. There.
This whole movie, I want them to get caught.
Reprehensible.
They're horrible.
If you're wondering what the plot of the movie is, we'll play this little clip. This will maybe help you get on the same page.
I doubt it.
Listen up. The men we're after are professional runners. They like speed and guaranteed to go down the hardest possible way. So make sure you got your thunderwear on. We find them. We take them as a team and we bring them back. And above all else, we don't ever let them get in the cars.
Best line ever.
Francis is 10 hours old and counting, men. Let's go hunt.
Is all this really necessary to apprehend two men?
Let me tell you something about these two men. One's a former federal officer, been in deep cover for 5 years, knows every way you're going to come from. The other one's a professional criminal, escaped prison twice, spent half his life on the run avoiding folks like you.
Well, if there's anything we can do to help their DSA...
Two things. One, I need a translator.
Claro, we have plenty in the public
relations. Elena Nieves.
A patrol officer.
You heard me.
But why? We have many more experienced people.
I like her smile.
What's the second thing?
Stay out of my way.
Now, in the movie, he does the best line, which is, stay the fuck out of my way, which I don't think I've ever heard The Rock curse. But The Rock is sent down to Rio to apprehend the Fast and the Furious guys. And the Fast and the Furious guys are planning to rob $110 million from a drug lord. For what reason, I don't even really know.
Jesus, who knows?
But basically, the drug lord puts all of his money in one gigantic safe.
Well,
and they are going to steal that safe.
And the other thing, too, is how much money do you think they spend? Well, because the whole thing is,
they're broke.
Paul Walker and What's-Her-Face are pregnant, so they want out of this life. They're done with this crazy life of running.
I guess they have unprotected sex, not smart guys.
Yeah. Fine.
They have unprotected sex, and they love rice. They're eating that rice like beef.
They're just so hungry.
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21+.
Let's talk about how the pregnancy was revealed, because there is an enormous chase on foot through a shantytown.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson.
Rooftop chase.
Dwayne Johnson is chasing Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster.
Yes.
The rebels are chasing both The Rock and the Paul Walker contingent.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're just, I mean, it's insane. And it's a very well-crafted action
sequence. It's a great
sequence.
It's awesome.
But it ends with Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster jumping like a 20-foot drop through a metal thatched roof.
Yes.
Landing. And for some reason, everyone's dead except for them. So everything's cool. And that's when...
Well, no. They jump through that roof. They land in the building, and all the guys with the guns run up, and they go, ah, we lost them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
run over 40 roofs.
You literally
jumped everywhere. Right. It's like,
they literally do a sequence of things that one would do in order to bring on an abortion. In order
exactly.
to bring on a miscarriage.
Exactly.
And they reveal the pregnancy in a sewer tunnel.
Yeah.
Arguably, they're standing in sewage at that point, because they come out of a sewer tunnel. It's like, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. It's like, no, because Vin Diesel says, okay, now we got to go do this. And she's like, oh, I can't do that. I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
It's like, but this entire, like, insane gun chase, I was totally cool with and the baby's fine. But
I just don't want to go on the run with you.
The thing that the June started to say, which both of us were like, what the fuck, is like, they're so broke they have to take a job stealing cars, right?
Yes.
In Brazil. But then at some point, when they assemble the team to rob the drug dealer, they have enough money to buy a replica safe of
the cars.
Thing. Like, rent an enormous warehouse, buy cars.
Fly all these people in.
Right. Why not just use the money for all that
and
to live on for the rest
of
your
life? By the way, overnight a safe to this obscure place in the world.
And whenever anything is questioned, this is the response. Well, I had a life before I met you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What? That's your response? Like, how'd you get this safe here? I had a life before you. Like, when you worked at FedEx? Did you work at a safe company?
It's so interesting because it starts as a genuine chase movie, you know, like robbery/chase movie, and then it inexplicably turns into low rent Ocean's 11.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It's Ocean's 11 with Axe body spray.
Yeah.
How many shots of the Rio statue of that Jesus statue?
Every
2 seconds. Yeah. Like, we're just flying around that
statue.
That's
what it looks like at night.
We got it.
Why was The Rock so sweaty?
Oh my God.
He was
his
glistening.
Biceps especially.
He was oiled up in every scene.
He was dipped in oil before every shot. He was lowered into a vat of oil.
I like The Rock. The Rock is amazing. Should get a supporting nomination for this part. But he was so sweaty, and no one else ever was sweaty.
Was as sweaty as he was.
But I want to talk about his team. His team was bonkers.
By the way.
Wait. He asked for that translator.
Yeah.
So that was just a ruse, right?
She couldn't be bought.
Understand. Who knows?
Because everybody spoke English all the time.
Except for the two guys who don't speak English ever.
The Casey Affleck and the Scott Conniff.
They were hilarious.
But also, why introduce her that way, where he asks for a specific person in this new country? Why not just have her? Wouldn't it be more interesting to introduce a character like... have her come in and meet him, and he be like disappointed that it's someone brand new.
He wanted her because she couldn't be bought.
Yeah. Right, because she's brand new.
That's it. But he wouldn't have been
because
she's a research.
Because she's avenging her dead husband.
Yes, she's avenging her dead husband.
Oh, Jesus.
So she's not going to take bribes.
I didn't even know that.
Really? Oh. Remember
when he goes to his house?
Yeah, I remember Vin Diesel going to her apartment.
And she has a big headshot of herself.
Yes, she does.
I'm also confused about the girl on the Fast Five team when she goes to seduce somebody to get a handprint, which, first of all, they need to get a handprint. So she decides to get this rich guy to touch her ass, and then you're going to use her pants to get the handprint.
Not her pants, her bathing suit bottom.
Would you can't get your fingerprints off a of fabric?
Paul,
can you?
Yes, you can.
Don't worry about it. Do not.
They
worry
have
about
technology
it.
In this movie that if they just sold, they could live forever.
Okay, but my question about the translator is, why did she pick up that necklace, and then why was she wearing it in the next couple of scenes?
But wait, where did
she
wait,
was so masculine?
When Vin Diesel rescues her, his necklace falls on the ground.
Oh, yes.
She picks and it then, up and then wears it like a talisman.
I was like, what the fuck is going on with this necklace? I didn't understand.
Well,
what
first
was going
of all, yeah, the necklace. I don't understand why the necklace was his power. It was like all of a sudden, like, are we supposed to know that Dom loves this necklace?
Right. I don't
like,
know. I thought maybe it was from one of the other.
I think it's from one of the other movies. I think it's a dead person's necklace.
Oh, okay.
Did Lenny's you say I thought it was from one of the other fasts?
I sure did.
Okay. I just want to comment on the actor who played the main bad guy, who we know is bad simply because he tells us in his office.
Yes.
De Alameda. He was the bad guy in Clear and Present Danger, I think.
Yes. Oh, wow.
But I can never, even back then, I could never get past the fact that he looks exactly like Phil Hartman.
Yes,
it always seems like it's just Phil Hartman making fun of bad guy acting.
I feel like Phil Hartman played this character on SNL. Definitely, it's crazy. You're so right. Yeah. That guy is. Oh man. Well, you know, another thing that we know about this movie is obviously. I've put this together that Butch Cassidy and Sundance survived their jump because of Vin Diesel and Paul Walker could survive what was technically like a 200-foot drop.
More.
Off with a speeding car off a cliff, and they both decided to jump out
that
with no
amazing.
Parachute.
That was an
awesome,
awesome stunt.
It was
I
great,
loved that.
A great sequence.
Incredible.
But then when they surface in the water, there's no like, holy shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. They just continue
sort of
their
up.
Conversation.
Not only
yeah.
that.
Like as if they just did a cannonball. Like, hey, that was
not only that, when they go and then meet up with Jordana Brewster, they're not like, you're not going to believe
I know.
What just happened to
well,
us.
Well, no. that's
which
because
is what I do every scene.
Absolutely.
Every time I met a new person in that movie, I'd be like, dude, yesterday I fucking drove off a cliff and jumped into water.
And I'm fine.
I think I am Jesus Christ. Yeah. Nothing hurts me. Well, that scene was followed by them getting arrested and then Vin Diesel being hung by his hands, by handcuffs, which he just broke.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. Just broke through the handcuffs.
Because he had his necklace on.
Nothing.
Which, by the way, he didn't have his necklace on in that scene. He did not wear
it. Well, maybe the necklace is kryptonite then.
Oh, God.
I think that was just somebody forgot to put the necklace on him. But he broke through handcuffs with his bare hands.
You blaming that on wardrobe?
Yes. How about the Matt Schultz character? And
Matt Schultz
played the guy from first movie.
Oh yes,
he was in Torque, so I know Matt. Actually.
Matt as in the history of the world, I guess is Dom's brother, right? Like, are they really brothers, or are they just
no?
Like,
they were just like close
Vince?
Buddies.
This is the character named Vince.
Yeah, and when Paul Walker came into the fold in the first movie. Vince got really jealous and territorial and didn't want him to become buddies with
and he was like, he's a cop, he's a cop.
Right. So when they're walking up the stairs at the beginning of the movie and he asks Paul Walker, he's like, so what's it like? And Paul Walker's like, what do you mean? He goes, what's it like being on the other side of a wanted poster? And I was just like, okay, that doesn't make any sense.
How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the news? Well, you are not alone. Listen to Love It or Leave It, hosted by former Obama speechwriter and comedian John Lovett. As a former White House staffer, he is no stranger to political chaos. But don't worry, that doesn't mean he's keeping a cool head in today's chaos-filled news cycle. Far from it. It is the only show where you hear Golden Globe winner Greta Lee give award-worthy readings of listener mail and Kathy Griffin go off on all things MAGA. Hold tight to your sanity and listen to Love It or Leave It wherever you get your podcasts.
I also have an idea that they, why, okay, in the movie, they go to rob this drug dealer, and they're wearing masks, and then at the end, they go, who should we say is robbing us? And they rip off their masks, and they go, tell them us.
Yeah.
So why wear masks at all?
In the first place.
Yeah, they don't need to even wear masks the entire time. Like,
yeah.
They have this dramatic reveal that they were going to show their faces to everyone.
Okay, you know, like the heist movies or robbery movies, they make such a big deal out of the plan and the, you know, the fake outs and all that stuff. In this movie, I genuinely felt like they didn't have any plan.
No.
They were just freestyling it
at every
moment.
Yes.
They were like, well, let's go and get some cars. So they go and they have like just car porn of just like, they get this kind of car and drive it around. They get that kind of car and drive it around.
They get
and
invisible
then,
cars.
Then somebody's like, well, we need to be invisible cars. And then they're like, well, then that's what we'll get. And then they just go and get police cars. And I was like,
but that was,
hey, dildos, why don't you just get police cars from the beginning? Because that's what would be in a police station.
But also, that was the biggest thing. It's like Vin Diesel was waiting for that. They're like, man, the only way we're going to beat these cameras is get invisible cars. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll get those. Like, but it was like, well, then where were you? They've been testing these cars for what seemed like weeks.
But was probably hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. You would expect a movie like this to like be really invested in what everyone's part of the plan is going to be.
Right.
And then watch it either foiled or like them figure something else out.
They do. The other thing they do is they'd be like, we're going to have to assemble a team. Paul Walker, we're going to have to assemble a team. And then like big music cue. And then like, we need a demolitions expert. And then it's this guy. We need a talker. And it's everybody has their own role, but then none of them really do their role.
They just all do everything. And Tyrese was terrible at being the talker.
Terrible.
Although like, I thought Tyrese did a great job in the movie.
First of all, I have a question. I thought he did wonderful.
But he would, like, when he was trying to talk his way into something through the glass, remember?
Yeah.
And he was just, like, the guy's like, no, fuck you. Like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, he couldn't win him over because it was a guy. He could have soft-talked the girl. But first of all, he goes into that police precinct. Everyone in Rio are looking for these people. Like, well, that would be impossible.
That's like when Jordana Brewster went to the market.
Yeah, just
Dumb.
Don't go to a fucking market.
What are you doing? Dress. Yeah.
I know. Oh, also, when they finally get The Rock on their team.
Yes.
Then their next move is just to bulldozer their way into the cop station.
That was a brand new plan.
The biggest cop in the whole country, the guy running the entire game on your side now, you're not going to utilize him to get in and maybe finesse your way in to get the
city? He has a special car that can go through cement walls. Because go through a cement wall.
Okay, but by the way, too, the craziest part about that is after they get ambushed and they get back in that armored car, there are five drivers in that car that are amazing.
Yeah.
And the translator is driving them to the police.
That's right.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. Well, this is the thing I was going to say before. When that guy Matt Schultz says, everybody on the other side of a wanted poster, technically in Fast and Furious, the fourth movie, the Paul Walker is a bad guy. But yet he shows up to Vin Diesel's trial in the beginning of the movie. He was implicated in the reason why Vin Diesel is going to jail. He was running drugs from Mexico to the United States.
Yeah,
he's like, well, I'll pop in here and just, I'll watch. I'll go to the place where all the law enforcement, these people have no problem walking into places where law enforcement are at all times.
Everything is open.
Never being disguised.
Yes.
Never
or
trying to be disguised.
Or having like a nighttime police car Joyride.
Right.
Well, that's what you wanted to see. It's Fast Five. All your characters all racing together for $1 million.
But it's like usually in movies, if your main characters are criminals, they're fighting for, they're unjustly accused. Yeah, they're fighting for justice of some sort.
Right.
These people are just assholes who
they want cash,
destroy things.
They're all they're all killers too. They're just like, I mean, even The Rock, who's a good guy, like at the end, like The Rock gets on their side because he's gonna, you know, he wants revenge too for his team being killed. The Rock just goes up and just fucking puts two bullets in that guy's head. So cold, like bam, bam. It's like,
but
you're all awful.
But his team wouldn't have been killed had it not been for these other fast guys.
Right.
It was, yeah.
Like it would have been a cool ending if he actually turns and does arrests them, and then that's a cliffhanger because they're obviously going
to
have another one.
Exactly.
Or joins them.
First of all, the Rock fight with Vin Diesel is like Hulk. It's like two Hulks fighting because they're not fighting as much as just throwing each other through walls.
They literally like throw each other through multiple concrete walls.
And Vin Diesel at one point literally, The Rock throws his face into a car. It dents the side of the car. The glass is there. No damage to anyone's face. No blood is spilled.
People in this movie are brutalized to a degree that would make normal people dead.
Oh, immediately.
And they are unbruised, uncut. Like, nobody suffers an injury that at all impacts them for the rest of the movie, even remotely.
Yeah.
No, well, including, by one point, Paul Walker, like, drives a fucking truck into a moving train.
Yes.
Yes.
At the beginning of the movie, he drives a truck into a moving train, which explodes. He jumps off onto Vin Diesel's car. They fly into the ocean. And then it's like, whew, can you believe that?
Also, the whole thing, the whole reason why the bad guys are chasing them is because they have a microchip that was in a regular GPS of a car that, like, detailed every drug drop in the country.
Like, they didn't have that information on the computer that they transferred it from onto, like, what?
The dumbest plan of, it would be like, it's the dumbest plan of all time. It's like, oh yes, we'll keep all of our secret information on a microchip in a stolen car. Like, did not understand that.
Nothing made sense.
And I also love that on the train, when Jordana Brewster went into that room, that all the keys to the car were in, like, a glass, like, don't break in case of emergency type of box. Like, why?
Oh, I don't even remember that.
She broke into a box and then took out all those keys. Yeah.
Also, the two guys they were working with, the two guys from Rio, they're like, we got to kill. Like, don't they literally get in front of the car and like, we're going to kill these guys later, right? But they say in Spanish, like, they're 2 feet away from them. Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, we're going to really bet on the fact that they don't speak Spanish.
Right.
And just ultimately just say our plan out loud right away. Right.
He's like, just wait for my signal. We're going to fuck these guys over. Yeah. If I was Jordana Brewster, I'd be like, why didn't you tell me 10 minutes ago? Why now, when we're on the train, I'm about to drive the car off of the moving train on, what do you want me to do? Or Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster are walking to meet Vin Diesel, and they see the two DEA agents just sitting on the train, and they don't even bat an eye. They just walk right
they
on.
Have no, these are the criminals that have no problem going in front of. They're supposedly as Paul Walker said, we're at the top of the most wanted list. Yeah. But I guess no one looks at it because it doesn't make a difference.
We haven't even touched the 15-minute car chase in which the two guys are driving, towing a 10-ton safe behind them.
It destroys
all of Rio.
First of all, two cars that don't look like, sure, they're muscle cars.
One of them's a Volkswagen, by the way.
Two Volkswagen Jettas.
Really?
Yes.
They're both the same car because Vin Diesel made a big deal out of, the first time I'm ever driving a car you can actually purchase, and we're both driving the same car.
Really?
Yeah, so like.
Wow.
And so,
crazy
but
product
they
placement.
Pull that. They pull a safe. That safe, how much
there's
did that safe?
There's no way they would have. And pulled it, like, so easily and so fast.
Yeah. That safe had no problem being connected to two moderately speedy cars, but it had no torque on it that could rip it out.
Not only pull it down the street, but have it tear through a bank and go through walls and
what
windows.
What kind of chain? I mean, it didn't rip off the fender of the car or anything.
Right.
And they could control it. They could control it by driving.
It
was a weapon. They could make it like swing, like, oh yeah, exactly, like a weapon into like their enemy's cars.
Oh, they're really good drivers.
And they're making hairpin curves too. Yeah. Like, oh, let's turn right now.
Now.
Like, what?
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is. I want to play this clip. This is Vin Diesel talking about him and The Rock on screen together. Finally.
Not only were Dwayne and I talking about doing something together for years. Not only.
It gets better. It gets better.
Is it obvious that there's a fantastical element to taking whatever action heroes you got on the table in your era and potentially the two biggest ones and the two guys that represent formidability and put them together?
Watch this.
That's fun for any audience member.
But what else?
That's fun for... That's fun for cinema.
Whoa!
The fact that there's that fight scene between Dom and Hobbs is an event in cinema, let alone just the
fight scene. It's an event in cinema!
It's like when Pacino and De Niro get together in Heat.
Yeah! Wow. Oh my gosh.
An event of cinema!
Guys,
I mean, I was gonna say that that fight scene just seemed like... gay.
Oh yeah, they're in love with each other.
They were just devouring each other.
Oh, but then was that the thing, like Vin Diesel kills everybody with a pipe wrench? Like that, like that's his weakness? Yeah. Because like they get into this fight and it's like he sees a pipe wrench on the floor, he's like, I'll drop it. Like that's how he killed the other guy in the other Fast and Furious movie. He's like, does that hit
that's his weapon of choice.
I did say to Jason during the movie, has America been asking for these two to face off? Like there was so much lead up to it.
Which movie did he kill someone with a wrench?
First movie, that's like his crime. Like his crime is like that. Why he's a bad guy is he killed a bad guy with a wrench. So
there's a wrench sitting next to the Rock's head.
I just love it that's his weakness. It's like, oh shit, this wrench, I must bash heads in.
Must murder with a wrench.
I'm more fascinated about what's going on in their personal lives. Like now they have their $1 million, they're successful.
She's drinking an enormous pineapple.
No, coconut. She's drinking a coconut.
That was so weird.
I was like, oh, just hanging out on the beach, drinking a full-sized coconut.
I love that choice because it's like, okay, I guess this isn't relaxing enough. Someone get a coconut in here!
But you can't be drinking
just stick a straw in it. We gotta do this.
She's drinking a gigantic coconut, and all I could think was, what are Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster talking about? Like, what do they have in common? At the end of the day, they're just...
I literally feel like...
What are they talking
about? I would love it if they just did, like, 4 solid minutes of them just being like, meh, 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 like, just like they don't even know what to do.
And then Vin Diesel comes to visit, and the speech is about family. Oh. How about when Vin Diesel and Paul Walker have the monologues about their dads on the rooftop? He's like, my dad, parties for everybody, mi familia, like all this shit, like about family, and these are criminals. They're bad, bad dudes.
They escape everything all the time. The thing this movie does is, right at the crucial moment where like something needs to happen so people can get away, they just cut away to them having gotten away.
Yes.
Yeah. And whenever two dudes need to have a chat, they're always having a beer near a window so they can also reflect and look out the window. And I remember that from the first Fast and the Furious movie 10 years ago. I remember thinking like, wow, that beer looks pretty good. I guess I should talk to my buddies with a beer. Why don't I do that? Like, these guys seem to have their shit together. And they're doing it. Must just be a thing that they...
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they go to the under the bridge car racing circuit with Mini John Turturro, right?
Baby John Turturro.
That'll be its own spinoff.
When they get there, am I to presume that the way they're getting that blue car and these other cars is that they're winning races?
Yes, but they don't show
those races.
Right. That's the whole thing about the franchise.
You guys, they had to cut it down to 2 hours and
10 minutes.
We had to make some tough choices.
I was like, oh, we're about to see some of Fast and Furious drag racing.
You don't get to
see it. They just won, apparently.
Oh, man.
That's DVD guys.
I just like that wherever they are in the world, they can find the festival of douchebags under a bridge celebrating
car porn.
I also want to know more about that first drug house that they robbed where all those women were just counting money in bras.
Yeah.
And was that because they didn't want...
So they can't steal.
So they can't steal.
Yeah. It's PG-13, so even when they kill people violently in that one scene, you're like, oh, did he just kill him, or did he just
Right. Even the squibs weren't red. Like, I saw some guys lying on the ground, and they had, like, dark brown blood spots on their shirts.
There is a level of Call of Duty Modern Warfare that is the favelas of Rio. So it's this movie. All the guys, I was noticing this, there's a lot of the action sequences look exactly like the video game, and all of the guns that people carry are the guns in the game.
Genius. That's why this movie is genius.
It's literally that movie, and I know I say literally a lot, guys. You don't have to write about it on the board. It is that sequence of the game as this movie. I was like, this is amazing.
I want to talk about we touched on it before. When The Rock gives them 24 hours to get out of town.
Oh, my God.
Now, that was before he realizes that they duped him and they stole all the money. Because The Rock was like, hey, look, I'm going to keep the money, but you guys can get out of town. Now, then he realizes that they stole all the money and he smiles like...
He laughs.
He loves it.
They got me.
And then where did those guys go? Back to the same fucking safe house that The Rock knows about.
I said that.
Everybody else knows about.
I said that in the movie.
Why would you go back there?
Exactly.
Let's meet up at the one place that everyone knows. That's where we are.
For the first half of the movie, everywhere they go, they're like, we've been burned. We got to get out of here. And they're always moving, always moving. For the second half of the movie, where more people than ever are looking for them, they're in an enormous warehouse.
Right.
Like, fully.
They're not that bright.
They're so dumb.
They're so dumb that those two guys, the two like the guys that don't speak English, they take their $10 million each, go to Rio, and then bet it on roulette.
On Monaco,
and they're betting it. One bets on red, one bets on black.
But so then they don't show which one won.
It comes up green. It comes up green. I'm pretty sure because it's bouncing. The green tile is coming round.
Man.
My prediction, the way that... Here's the next level of this movie should be Fast and Furious versus Predators. That, to me, would be unbelievable. Because you take the conceit that the Predators bring them to their Predator Island planet, just like in the last Predator.
Yeah, which is great.
Dudes, we have to do Predators.
That's a great movie. It's so
holy
great.
Shit, that
it's
movie
so,
is yeah. next bananas. Level bananas.
Wait, is that the one with Topher Grace
and Adrian Brody?
I heard that's awesome.
Oh, dude, there is a Lawrence Fishburne scene in that movie where Lawrence Fishburne is literally doing Marlon Brando from Apocalypse Now, where he's just whispering all of his lines. And he goes, at one point, he goes, there's some water over there if you'd like some. That's one of his lines.
Oh, man, Predators.
Why have I not seen Predators?
Oh, you got I just got it on Netflix. It's worth
it. It's genius.
Every week we ask our audience to chime in and help us out and play a little game with us.
You've got mail.
And we asked them last time to come up with some more titles, the sequel of Fast and the Furious. Now, I forgot to print these out, so I'm going to have to read them by myself. But here are some titles of the new Fast and the Furious movies that people came up with. Chester said, Fastest and Furiousest. Cape Town Throwdown, which I like that. This one was the one where the Fast and Furious team goes green. It's called Fast and Furious, and the 6 is a G for green. And it says on the grid. Oh, off the grid, off the chain. And then let's see what else here. This one was Fast and Furious 666. They died, now they're racing back from hell.
Okay, it's that's the plot, by the way. They should... Oh,
that's the new
Ghost Drive Angry.
Right?
That's Drive Angry.
Oh, it is.
And this one, Fucking Furious, that's Chris Stephan. Donald Bowman wrote, Quick and Angry, we bought a thesaurus, the Fast and the Serious.
I gotta say, they weren't so furious in this movie to me.
No, they were pretty relaxed.
They seemed pretty well adjusted.
Yeah, they were. Well, you know, they're also trying to keep this rivalry up between Paul Walker and Dominic and Vin Diesel. It's like, all right, you guys have now traveled the world. Yeah. You're buddies a million times over.
Oh, really? That was a part of the other Fasts?
Oh, yeah. They don't like each other.
See, I didn't pick up on... I mean, First of all, the other F-squareds?
If you want to talk about the franchise in general, like Paul Walker's an undercover cop in the first one. In the second one, he's a bad guy. In the fourth one, he's working for the FBI. And then this one, he's just a straight-out criminal.
I would love it if the next movie was literally in 2077, and it maybe like was them in spaceships in outer space, like same beats, but just like really take it to a crazy place.
And since nothing affects them, of course, they wouldn't have aged.
This is the one that I think is the best one of the write-ins were from Julian Vargas, who wrote The Fast and the Furor. It's a prequel, the story of how two Jewish car racers managed to escape occupied Poland by winning a Nazi death race. Now, that would be
that's
interesting.
Actually a pretty good, that's a pretty good idea.
Man, this movie was great. I actually was jealous that you guys were seeing it today. I wanted to see it again.
It was a blast.
It was great.
I would totally see this movie again.
This is a totally worthwhile How Did This Get Made movie.
And see it. Watch the end for the Eva Mendes scene. Mendes comes in. I didn't even realize Eva Mendes was a bad guy. Or she's a bad guy because she's a cop. But Michelle
Rodriguez.
Are there
any blondes in any of the Fasts?
That's a really good question. There
is, like, it is anathema for there to be hot blondes in these movies, I think.
That's why it's a multicultural movie.
Yeah.
It's different.
No, it's interesting.
$90 million this movie.
Yeah. In 3 days.
That's crazy.
And it's 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. This movie is giant.
I can see why, though. I mean, even though it's insane and nothing happens in this movie would actually happen, it's like real stunts.
Yeah.
It's
like fun to
watch.
Great stunts. Well-crafted sequences.
The CGI, it's like it doesn't overly use CGI stuff. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's there to make like those crazy stunts possible, but it looks good. It looks like a lot of practical stuff. Stunt work with the cars and stuff.
There's one amazing shot. You can see it in the train scene. It's just worth watching if you can check it out. Vin Diesel's driving a car that has like a convertible top. And his whole thing is, because he's a bald guy, you can CGI his face on other actors really easy. So you can see one shot, just an odd-faced Vin Diesel guy, like, great. In the car driving, like this. So, yeah, look for the CGI Vin Diesel face. Real driving, CGI Vin Diesel.
And if you're seeing the movie and you see it, feel free to just shout out at the theater you're at, CGI Vin Diesel face!
That's not his face!
I would love it if that became a thing.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of How This Get Made. You can always find us on our Facebook page and our Earwolf page. You can leave us comments, suggestions of movies, and play along with our games. You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Scheer. You can follow June at
Miss June Diane.
Adam at
Mr. Adam Scott.
Jason still not.
I'm not on Twitter.
And continue to watch Parks and Rec, which is just hilarious and amazing. This season is... every episode gets better and better.
Thanks
for doing it. And
you're naked in the next one, right?
Yeah, I'm actually naked. There's five more episodes. I'm naked in all five.
Wow.
Fantastic. That's
and really you show good. Your dick.
Yeah.
NBC for Thursday nights, 9:30 after The Office for the next 5 weeks. Full dick.
That's amazing.
Wonderful stuff. Yeah.
That's
wonderful
really cool.
Stuff.
Tune in for that.
Yeah.
All right. Check you out later. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas, wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang.